Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
8 minutes before we get to 8.
Wow.
That sounded a bit wow.
Anyway,
are getting into the legal department right now, and that was 8. It's 8 minutes before 8 right now, but Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. And this is serious, guys. I know we have a lot of fun here. But yesterday, Kerry Miller was formally accused of cheating at the East Coast Radio 24th Birthday Cake Challenge, where we were asked to bake a cake for under 100 rand.
I think a formal investigation should be launched into the East Coast Radio 24th Birthday Cake Challenge. So I would like to now formally take this opportunity with all members of the House present. I formally accuse Kerry Miller of being a cheat.
What? Why would you say that?
Just thinking of the possibility that Kerry Miller, I was going to say might, but has cheated.
No, don't think about that possibility then.
So I also want to launch an investigation into the East Coast Radio 24th Birthday Cake Challenge, because I formally accused Kerry Miller of being a cheat.
I just want to let you know that if you think we're blowing this out of proportion, the reason why it has escalated so much is that the 100 rand was gotten from the petty cash that is legal tender, and there was a submission that had to be made, and the documents were signed, and proof had to be presented, and that's why it gotten to where it is right now.
It has, Darren Moore. It has gotten pretty hectic, and we also know that Kerry has been contacted by the media, knowing that it might affect the outcome of this investigation.
Really?
Now, they're saying you bought the cake.
What is their question there?
I want to know, is that actually the story? You are being accused. You are falsely being accused of buying a cake instead of baking a cake.
It is ridiculous.
This is what they say.
I have been told that it's just for my best interest to just not really answer any of these questions currently until the investigation is over. So I'm going to have to say no comment.
I believe Kerry is guilty, because in the past when Darren accused anyone, they were always guilty. I don't think he will accuse someone if they are not guilty.
Without evidence. Thank you very much for the call on Vic Nardi's show yesterday, and to all the other media houses that were seeking an interview. An interdict obviously was placed straight after that one. So Kerry will not be able to give any comments until this case has been finalized. So we have sought legal counsel. We now formally introduce Ashton Naidu, celebrated prosecutor and defense attorney. He will be leading the investigation, which is now hitherto referred to as the Naidu Commission of Inquiry into Cake Capture. Greetings and salutations, and a good morning to you, Mr. Ashton Naidu, and welcome back.
How's it, guys? How are you guys doing?
I wish it was under much more pleasing circumstances.
Given the circumstances.
Yeah, so here we are. I want to say good to hear from you again, but I can't. So we'll go into the proceedings. Mr. Naidu, will you accept the position of leading the Commission of Inquiry into Cake Capture?
I will formally accept this great honor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Naidu, Shabalala, just quickly, will you do everything in your power to get to the bottom of this cake gate scandal, sir?
No stone will be left unturned. We will make sure we get to the truth.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. That's what
we
want.
People have a right to be
quite right.
The people have a right to know.
Thank you. I think we've got the right. We do have the right man. And Mr. Naidu, finally, do you pledge to not refer to the Commission of Inquiry into Cake Capture as the Cookie Commission?
I pledge not to refer to it as the Cookie Commission.
Please, no giggling. Guys, this is serious, please. No, we don't want people, because people do. They come up with these little, these cute names, and it takes away the seriousness of this commission. So the evidence gathered by Kerry Miller will be submitted at 8:10 this morning. She has 14 minutes left on that. Kerry, what can we expect at about 8:10 this morning? Keeping in mind that everything you say can or will be held against you as evidence in the Commission of Inquiry into Cape Capture, and using the quotes that we used yesterday with with Vic Naidu.
I still have no comment, Darren.
At this stage?
I have no comment at this stage.
We'll hear what evidence Kerry Miller will submit. 8:10 this morning, legal counsel Ashton Naidu is with us. Sky Shabalala bears witness. Mm-hmm. We apologize in advance, no matter what the outcome. Let's take a moment to get everyone up to date with what's happening with the Cake Gate scandal. What a cake. We were tasked with baking a cake for our East Coast Radio's 24th birthday celebration for under 100 Rand. Why it got tricky is, if you've tried to get 100 Rand from HR at East Coast Radio, you'll understand. If you've even tried to get parking from anyone at East Coast, it's a thing. So we finally got the 100 Rand. Of course, they asked for receipts, and that's where it got a little bit pear-shaped.
And Kerry Miller's cake, I just want to put it out there, and I think, Darren Moore, you'll agree.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
What a cake.
It was amazing, but it was definitely more than 100 Rand.
Easily.
So that is the issue.
Just the icing.
We then, earlier this morning, phoned Ashton Naidu.
And I pointed him. He took our call.
Yeah, he did, because he's a busy man, Ashton. Eh?
Busy man, but he took a call.
And he appointed him as the head of commission of inquiry into cake capture.
Here's the two.
The hashtag Cake Gate.
Cake Gate.
Yeah.
Kerry Miller now needs to present us with the evidence proving her innocence. Kerry Miller, you've had time. You were issued all legal documentation.
Mm-hmm.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Sky.
All protocol observed.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton, I thank you. I would just like to say, Ashton, firstly, that I'm sorry for taking your time for something so ridiculous as this Cake Gate scandal.
It's not ridiculous, Kerry Miller. It's not.
Kerry, before we even start, as legal counsel, Ashton, are there any questions you'd like to ask of the defendant?
The accused.
The accused, yeah.
I think let's use the Audi ultra partem rule. Let the other side be heard first,
sure.
And we can proceed from there.
All right. Okay. Kerry Miller.
So Ashton, what's happened here, sir, is that the boys had an idea of what I would arrive with, and it was different to that idea they had, hence their cheating palaver. When it comes down to the cost, you have my word, as I sit here before the commission, that the cake was made for under 100 Rand. And Ashton, I'd like to say that in front of you, my lady, in front of, I don't know why, I've heard it said in trials, in front of the producer, in front of Sky and Darren, that cake that I brought in was made for under 100 South African rands, Ashton, sir. The thing is, and here is the thing, and this is where maybe people might feel that it was different, is that the ingredients were the exact amount needed for that recipe. So it wasn't like one had to go to a shop and buy an entire bag of flour and an entire bag of sugar. I was lucky enough to receive just the ingredients that were needed. Just the amount.
Objection, objection.
No objection.
Mr. Naidu.
Your Honor, I'm not finished.
I don't think any of us are aware of any outlet that will sell you 2 drops of vanilla essence.
So this is where things
four
get different.
4 teaspoons. So
and
please.
I have a witness, actually. I have a key witness.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So
Ashton,
there's a huge at the moment. A
huge Mr. Naidu to you, please.
Yeah. So, you don't call him Bruce.
Do you not call sir, first name?
Your Majesty. Your Majesty.
Your Highness.
I'd just like to say that we've been doing a huge support local, support small business, and there is a little space called the Dough Girl in Berea, and the head of the Dough Girl is actually a woman by the name of Courtney, who was there to help sell the products. Mm. So I would like to introduce my key witness, Ashton, if I may, Courtney from the Dough Girl.
Morning, East Coast Radio.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Hello,
morning,
Courtney.
Morning, Courtney. Can you bear witness for us, please?
Yeah, so I heard about your guys' bake-off challenge, and I thought, well, let me contact the amazing Kerry Miller, seeing as I'm all power, woman empowerment. So I told her that if she would like, I can provide her all the necessary ingredients at the cost price that I get it in as the exact amount that she needed, just so that, you know, just to ensure that she wins. And from there on, I just advised her on the best recipe to use, if she needed help, where to get the best ingredients at the best price. And I can promise you the proof is in the pudding. It was definitely under $100.
Just to clarify, ingredients you did not.
Ashton had
a question. No, I'm just.
Well, okay, one person actually just interrogate my witness at a time.
No.
Sit down. Object overruled. Overturned.
Courtney, please answer the question.
Courtney, did you make the cake?
No, I bake many cakes every day.
We want the truth!
I know exactly where they go to, but I most definitely did not bake Kerry's cake. You can see the blood, sweat, and tears that went to the cake that she made herself.
Thank you, Courtney. And one more question. We'd like to know, how much is 500 grams of butter necessary for the icing on that cake? What would that butter retail for, 500 grams?
For what I get, it's 43 rand for 500 grams of butter. But I, in fact, didn't use the whole entire block. I only used about a quarter of the block for the cake. So it came to the price of 10 rand for a block of butter.
That's why I was given only a 10 rand
block.
You
used it for the what?
We would like to present the evidence of the thickness of that icing, and we would say we'd like to thumb our nose at a quarter of a block of butter at that butter icing. Courtney, I would like to declare that she is a hostile witness, and all evidence has now been presented to Ashton Naidu, your pseudo witness. His voice has been heard.
Darren, Ashton, Ashton is...
Yes, Mr. Naidu.
Okay, Courtney, you raised two very interesting points there. First, your thing was that you used the butter. Mm-hmm. You didn't say Kerry used the butter. You said you used the butter. And secondly, can a person off the street buy that quantities from you on a normal occasion? So if I walked into your to the Dough Girl now, could I buy 10 rand worth of butter?
Okay, to answer your first question, when I say I advised her on how to make the cake, I personally would have used a quarter of the block, so I advised Kerry that she only needed a quarter for the cake. Okay. And then to answer your second question, I'm more than happy to sell you butter at my cost prices, but it's extremely expensive nowadays.
Is this just to Mr. Naidu or for all people listening right now?
Oh, for anyone in Durban, more than welcome, more the merrier coming into the bakery.
Butter at Courtney's. All right, so we've got that out, and we will leave all the evidence now to Ashton Naidu, and it's all in his hands right now. As of right now is pending.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.